It's time for Digital Defense with Cyber Authority on KSRO. Here's your host, Nick Eichen.
Hi, everybody. My name is Nick Eichen. I am the founder and CEO of Cyber Authority. I have been in the IT and cybersecurity realm for 22 years now. I started in the military as a lowly lieutenant. I was building top secret networks for other units to come train on. I got my training there and my education. And once it was time to start a family, I decided to go out on my own or outside of the military. And I went into a lot of different sectors. I started in consulting. I went into nonprofits. I went into manufacturing, doing networking and cybersecurity for all of these. So I got a taste of all different flavors of businesses, all different ways of people trying to break things and then fix things and protect all different types of tools. It was interesting for manufacturing. I had to protect machines that built medical products. So that was a good experience. And in about 2023, I was noticing that small and medium-sized companies had problems getting cybersecurity or getting a high level of expertise into their companies. And I wanted to fill that gap and help them. So I started Cyber Authority. And when I went out there, I decided I wanted to bring all the experience I had from everywhere, from, you know, my nonprofits to my military to manufacturing, and be able to apply that to their businesses in a way that fit them. You know, every business is different. Every business owner needs different things and different ways to protect their companies. So I'm able to help them tailor security programs to their businesses and their missions. You know, the business owner is really driven by their mission. They don't always think about security. So I come in, try to help them understand what they're doing, how they're doing it, and how we can protect them and build with them a cybersecurity program. But then also, what I noticed started happening over the past many months is that I've got a lot of calls from individuals, from people just themselves having problems online, getting stuff hacked, getting money taken out of their accounts, their personal, you know, social media accounts getting hacked and bad things happening. And that really spoke to me, and I was really worried about that and trying to find a way to help people, individuals, protect themselves. So recently, I've started up a service to help individuals protect themselves. So we'll do a little assessment, see how they're doing, what they're not doing. And then I'll create a plan for them and help them build their own personal brand of cybersecurity with whatever tools that might help them. Again, meet them where they are. Everyone has a little different comfortability, is that a word? Yeah, with technology. And so I'll help them where they are with what they need to protect. And so I help people where they are and protect what they've built up over their lives. There's a lot of people who have retirement accounts or have very important social media personas that they need to protect. And if they lost that stuff, it would be devastating. And so I work with them to help protect that. I can also help them after something bad has happened. So if they contact me and they have lost money or they have had their accounts hacked, and so we help them secure their accounts and ensure that nothing else bad is going to happen. Unfortunately, I can't always promise that they'll get either that money back or that the bad things that happen to their social media can be erased, but we can help them go forward in a safe manner and be confident that it won't happen again. So here in Digital Defense with Cyber Authority, I want to reach out to the public to be a resource to help them understand better how to protect themselves online. I want to reach out to businesses, including individuals, and give those tips and tricks on what is going on out there, notice the scams that are happening so they can be aware of that, and then give you ways to start protecting yourself and be able to go out there confidently and do the things you need to online, knowing that you're not going to lose anything that you've worked really hard for. So today in this inaugural episode of Digital Defense with Cyber Authority, I wanted to talk about phishing. The reason I want to bring this up right away is because it is still the single most effective way that people get hacked, get their money or their accounts lost. So I want to talk about some of the common tricks out there, why it works, and some of the ways that you can defend against it. So the first thing is that why this works so well is we can have all of the digital defenses out there. We can have the antivirus and the protections and the firewalls and all that. But if a person can trick you into just giving away your information, there's nothing that can protect against you just giving that away. And so that's why they continue to do it, because it's so effective. And also, there's two categories of people that are most susceptible to this. The first is the older generation. They're just not used to these kind of emails or messages coming in. They're a little bit more trusting and they give it away more. But what's a little surprising is the second most susceptible group of people are the younger generation right now, the 18 to 21 year olds. And my thinking in that is that they just grew up with this technology. It's just part of their life. It is just normal to them. And they exchange information with their friends all the time. And it's just normal to for that flow of information. So they do just give it away and they do just trust the technology out there. So these are the two groups of people that I'm really trying to reach out to help protect. And some of the ways that phishing gets people, or those things that we need to look out for, are a few things. One, there's almost always a sense of urgency in phishing messages, and this can be email, this can be text, this can be IMs. They're almost always trying to get you to do something quickly without thinking about it. So if there is a message that's like, you need to do it now, file your taxes by this date, or, you know, hey, grandma, I'm going to jail. I need bail by 12 p.m. tonight. You know, I need it now. That should be a red flag for you to look for. Another thing to think about is fear. They tend to, at the same time of urgency, add in a little bit of fear. It's like that thing. Yeah, grandma, I'm going to jail. I need this now. If you don't send it to me, I'm going to be gone for months at a time and you won't hear from me. So there's that fear that something bad will happen. And then it always looks official. They're able with AI now to clone a lot of really official looking messages and to trick you. And so a lot of the tricks out there that you see, there's those fake invoices, there's the IRS ones, there's, you know, the Amazon refund. So it's just trying to get you to give your information for, usually it's for money. They're trying to get after money, but sometimes they are just trying to get into your accounts. And so what do we do? Well, what I always tell people is just pause. Just pause. Don't jump into things and think about it. If it feels fishy or if there's anything like a red flag to think about, and then talk to somebody. You know, if you're unsure, just go talk to somebody and they'll help you figure it out, and you'll talk through it and you'll think about it. And sometimes just talking it over and maybe even hearing it out loud helps you understand that it's probably a scam. And there's always, you know, hover over those links, check and make sure it's going to the right place. And then if you do get something from like the IRS or your bank, don't click that. Go to their website that you know is correct and contact them through that, or get the phone number from the person or the organization that you know is correct and call them and tell them you got an email, you're not sure, and you wanted to verify. And a lot of times when you do that, they can either verify, yeah, that was a correct email, or nope, that's not. Let's check on your accounts and we can secure things. And these are the things you need to do to make sure that you're protected and things aren't really going bad for you. After the break, we're going to talk about some of the scams that we're seeing going on right now, and then we'll answer some of the frequently asked questions about scams. You are listening to Digital Defense with Cyber Authority.
Time for Digital Defense with Cyber Authority on KSRO. Here's your host, Nick Eichen.
Welcome back to Digital Defense with Cyber Authority. I'm Nick Eichen, and today we're talking about phishing and why it works so well. In the previous segment, we talked about what to look out for in phishing. It's that urgency, fear-based, and it looks official. They've copied some of those official websites. We talked about some of the common phishing tricks. We get emails, we get texts, look like invoices, or, you know, enter your information here. Then we talked about some of the ways to spot that phishing email or text. And so now I want to talk about the scam of the week, some of the things we're seeing going on out there in the wild right now. The big one right now that a lot of people are getting are those Amazon refund emails. They say, hey, you have a refund coming from Amazon, just click here, enter your information, and we'll get that refund to you as soon as possible. And it's absolutely a scam. There are some variations of that. Sometimes it's from Walmart or from another big box store that they're able to copy those emails or their websites. But it's all the same kind of idea where they are asking for your information, for you to put in your contact information so that they can use that to then go try to get into your accounts. There's another big one going on right now is emails or text that are claiming to be from the IRS or from the local tax administration. They say you need to file your taxes right away, or sometimes it is the refund to get your tax refund. Put your information in here. Again, all scams, all just trying to fish for your information. And then one other one that happened while I was giving a talk to a group of seniors was that they are using AI to clone voices now to call you and say, hey, grandma, I need money real quick, or I'm stuck in a different country, or they are saying, as brazen as they are, I'm in jail and I need bail. So again, all of the answer to all of these are to pause, ask someone, and then go verify independently on your own. So go to, if you get that Amazon refund email, go to your Amazon account and go look in there and see if there's anything you should be getting a refund from. If you get that call from your grandson claiming he's in jail, hang up, call them, call your grandson, or heck, call the jail and ask them if your grandson's in there.
All right, Nick, I have some frequently asked questions here that we're hoping that you can give us some insight on. Number one, how can I tell if an email from my bank is real or fake?
Yeah, so the first thing you can do is look into it a little bit more. You can look in to see who exactly sent it. If you're able to kind of hover over that top part where it says sent, you'll want to look at, make sure it'll be like name, at some symbol, and then the rest of the address. And if that looks good, like it is bankofamerica.com or chasebank.com, that's probably a good sign. You can look at any of the other links in there. When you hover over a link, like when you're on your computer, you can put the pointer over the link and you can see down on the bottom that it gives you the address. That needs to look clean in the sense that it's not a bunch of gobbledygook or going to someplace that you don't recognize. Some of the other things you want to look at in those emails or any messages from banks or from people of or from organizations is that what they're asking for. Banks should not ever ask you for important information via email. They should never ask for you to input it there or send it via email. They should be asking you to log into your account to do things or to call them to do things. And again, don't even take what's in there as true. So if there's a phone number there, they're asking you to call in to verify something, go and get the bank's number from their official website and call that number and tell them that you got an email. The other thing that is important to think about is that it's important to call these institutions and tell them that you got these emails. Even if you know it's a scam, call them and tell them. The reason is that it's important for them to know that these things are happening because it looks bad on them and it's a threat to their clients. And if they happen to get a lot of messages like this, they will start following it up because it's important to them that their customers are not scammed. So it is important to report these so that they can see a pattern and they will start following up if they get enough of these messages.
And chances are that if it's an important enough issue, they're probably going to call you directly. They're not going to email or text you, right?
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. The IRS never wants you to do business over email.
All right, how about this second question here? What should I do if I already clicked on a bad link? So, you know, you were Boo Boo the Fool and you accidentally clicked on that link and you're going, oh bleep, now what?
Yeah, get that oh bleep out. Breathe first, breathe and relax. And then start monitoring and start changing your passwords. Start checking into any account that you think might be associated. It's important to monitor those accounts because it may take a little bit for them to get in there and start doing things on your account. This is a service that I offer clients is our personal instant response. So if you think something happened or if you know something had happened, we can help you start locking down those accounts and locking out any bad actors that might be in your account and ensure that it doesn't happen again. And again, this takes a lot of monitoring. So you're going to want to monitor your credit. You're going to want to check your bank accounts. You need to check your emails, particularly your sent folder. Because if they're sending emails on your behalf, those should show up in your sent folder as well.
So. How fast can things fall apart if you click on one bad link? Like how fast can they get your information and start hacking into your accounts?
Right. It can happen really fast.
Yeah.
So time is of the essence, and it is important to start acting as quickly as you can. Give us a call as soon as you can at cyberauthorityllc.com. We can start locking those people out, get you the instruction that you need, and yeah. And yeah.
All right. Oh, and Lord. The final question we got here, is it safer to open emails on my phone than my computer? I have heard that your phone is supposed to be more secure than your computer. I don't know if that's 100% true.
I get this question all the time.
Looks like it.
And the answer is it's not necessarily safer anywhere to open it in one place than the other. We need to be careful no matter what device we're clicking links on or looking at emails on. And in fact, sometimes it's harder to spot those fake links or emails on a phone because we don't have that ability to hover over a link on a touchscreen and see where it actually goes. Because the text of the link that you see is often different than the place that it takes you. So I actually recommend, if you can, looking at it on a computer with a mouse, you can hover over it and you can see where it actually takes you. And the best way to defend against all of this is through regular education and keeping this top of mind. And that's what I espouse to all my clients, is that, yeah, we can tell you this stuff once, but a lot of times, and we understand it, but a lot of times we kind of forget or we get complacent. And so this is why I try to remind people to do education or get or subscribe to some sort of information source to keep reminding you of that. And so we're building a subscription to get that information to people, to remind you to update your devices, to remind you what's going on out in the world right now, and to just keep it top of mind, because it's easy to, like I said, get complacent and just start clicking things and reading the emails that come in and, oh, I'm just going to click this and go. But if it doesn't stay top of mind, a lot of times this is when bad things happen. And before we wrap up, I wanted to bring up something that I think is really important and I tell all my clients and all the companies that I work with, and that is that prevention is way easier and way cheaper than fixing it after something bad happened. And so that's why I've created, one, my virtual CISO business for small and medium businesses, and I'm also creating this personal cybersecurity program for individuals. So what we do is we'll do a little assessment to help you understand where you are, what you're doing, what you're not doing, and build those defenses now before your accounts get broken into or your social media gets hijacked. So it's really important to get started now. Time is of the essence. And start building that stuff so that if something did happen, that also lessens the impact. So you can find us at cyberauthorityllc.com and you can sign up for our personal cybersecurity program, and we'll walk you through protecting yourself and protecting those things that you've worked your entire life to build, and so that you can go forward safely and confidently and not worry about losing all those important assets to yourself. And that'll do it for this week on Digital Defense with Cyber Authority. I'm Nick Eichen. And as I always say, don't forget, change your password.
You've been listening to Digital Defense with Cyber Authority on KSRO.